employee council meeting. Today is Wednesday, September 4th, at 10 a.m. We're going to do roll call. Nina Williams, present. Allison Williams is excused. Joe Ward.
Here.
Yvonne Ward.
Present.
Raul Billinson Moore.
Present.
Jay Ritchie.
Present.
Josh White.
Present.
Lorena Valdez.
Present.
And Teresa Coleman.
Present.
I don't believe we have any call to the public, so we'll get right on to the agenda. Discussion and approval of the minutes for February 13, 2019. And they should be attached. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve the minutes from February 13th.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? It's unanimous. Discussion and approval of the minutes for August 14th, 2019. Do I have a motion?
A motion.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? It approved unanimously. Item number 3, discussion concerning compensation and benefits.
So what's in front of you is really actually just compensation, a potential compensation plan. It does not address benefits. And so as many of you are aware, the minimum wage in the state will go to $12 before the end of this fiscal year. Which was budgeted for the positions that we knew would be bumping up to the $12 an hour. That, however, created a little inequity for folks who were already making $12 an hour, but perhaps their position, as you can see, had a higher point rating than some of the folks who would go to minimum wage. We did use a pay equity resource from the state of Minnesota to assign points to the jobs. So though it's not scientific, but it is comparable. So we didn't necessarily go through everybody's position description or those worksheets that everyone filled out, but we read through the descriptions for positions and tried to match them as nearly as possible. If you see something that you think is clearly out of line with positions that have been grouped into a similar grade, these would become the pay grades effectively. And then as you can see, there are steps across the top going out to the right, going over to the right. So what you see in the unhighlighted area is taking the minimum and the maximum from the position description and spreading that out across 10 steps. What you see in the yellow highlight is actually taking the increase to $12 an hour, for example, in grade 1, and then adding 3% per year over the 10 steps, essentially treating the steps as if they're an annual increase. So are there any questions just about kind of the basics? How the plan works.
This is done over 10 years? Each step is a year?
It could be treated as if it was an annual increase each year for 10 years. Some step plans are not 10 steps. For example, the city I came from, we had 7. Though also there was an annual increase roughly tied to the cost of living. So even if you had gotten to step 7, there was still a bump annually. This does not take that into account. So then the next exercise then was to take each pay grade, and then we just worked with even dollar figures to say if grade one is $12 an hour, grade two is 13, grade three is 14, grade four is 15, 16, 17, and so on. What you'll see that's a little bit different is for the fire department positions, where those are not 2,080-hour positions. They're actually 2,912-hour a year positions. So though the hourly wage doesn't increase as per the grade plan, the annual income would be in line with where they are as far as the grade. So you would want to kind of compare the highlight in the yellow from grade to grade to see that increase. Are there any questions about that? And again, this is a first pass at the concept of grades and steps. So Joelle and I are open to any comment at this time or, you know, over the next few days as you have a chance to review it. And we will bring it back again to your next meeting.
So would it be appropriate to sit down and discuss with you with some of the numbers as far as like the starting date, or would that be appropriate
now? Yeah. No, it would be appropriate to sit down with us and talk about that. This is definitely a first blush. If you'd rather have a working session, we could do that too. I'm open to doing that.
Lorena, did you want to say anything regarding this, or do you want a work session and maybe go over it some more? Or?
Yeah, we need to understand. For instance, if I look at mine, I'm almost at the, if on the one that's not highlighted, I'm almost at the last step.
Yes.
So how would that work for me?
Right, and that's another, right, so that's another discussion about, for example, like I said, the town I came from had seven steps, and then there was an annual increase once your longevity had exceeded the steps that were available, and so that's essentially could happen to anyone on a 10-step plan, too. At some point, your longevity could exceed the steps that were available. So that would be another policy consideration or budget consideration for the council in the future, is what happens when you've been there long enough to have completed the step plan.
Steps,
right. Yep.
Josh?
No, I think I understand.
I think just giving some time to look it over
and maybe come back to it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I agree.
So in a work session, we just go in depth about this.
Yes.
Try to make sure.
Mm-hmm. And answer more questions and things.
All right.
Like that.
Just so everything that I'm bringing back to the department, trying to explain to them, I have a thorough knowledge of exactly
right
what's going on. So.
Yeah.
Jay?
So it looks good. I mean, I'm gonna bring it back to the guys at the station, of course. We talked to my guys over the next couple of days, so I see.
And so you're okay if we have a work session?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we'll set something up.
Yeah, and we'll make sure Joelle's available. She did a lot of the math and setting up the spreadsheet.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Item number four, discussion and review of the probation period policy and direction to board policy to city manager and legal for review and upon successful review for to mayor and council for their approval.
I motion to discussion and review of the probationary policy and direction to board policy to city manager and legal for review and upon successful review for to mayor and council for their approval.
Before we go and do a second, Allison had emailed me and she thought in the probation period it should probably have another item listed regarding the reimbursement to the city if you don't stay for your 2 years, the contract that they signed, that it maybe should be in that probationary policy and that could just be added to it.
Mm-hmm. So. We could add that to the information for the attorney to review, certainly. Yeah.
Does anybody else have any input regarding the probation policy? I think it's pretty much the way it was when we had gone over this. Mr. Budge? Since you were in the civil service, is it pretty much what you had?
Yes, we tweaked it the first time and then you brought it back. It was the last time.
Right.
We had questions why public safety had longer probationary periods than others, and so but we addressed that. So hopefully. One thing to consider is the way the new language is unclassified versus class. A lot of that has changed in the terminology, so you have to kind of refer to the other sections that got changed to the classified. Mm-hmm. The language for what is considered classified versus non-classified versus part-time versus so on.
Right.
That's what I
So you'd have to go back to the definitions of what they
those were tweaked also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jay, was everything?
The only thing for us, mm-hmm. we can go probationary period is 12 months.
Right.
Well, based on what I'm reading here, maybe it's just I'm not understanding it correctly, it's 12 months from date of hire versus 12 months from certification date. Because like for my case, when I became a cop here, it was 6 months from my date of hire. I got to the academy 3 months later. I'm still on FTO. I just finished FTO and I came off probation. It's the same time I came off of FTO. The new guys are on now. Their 12-month probation period didn't start until they graduated and became a certified police officer through the state. Mm-hmm. That's probably the only clarification in here with that for our side is that we want it from the date of hire or from the date of certification as a police officer. Because, I mean, if they don't pass the academy, you know, there's an option there where, yeah, we're going to let them come back and do the academy again for another date, extend mm-hmm. them out, or we're just going to say, sorry, you're not staying. That's the only question I would have when it comes to our probation period, because okay. we have a certification.
So is that something that you, once we send it to you, is that something you and legal could look at?
Yes. There is a comment in Section C, so are you...
That's what I say. It may not be the understanding it as far
okay.
as the comment,
okay.
but you know, maybe it should be
right.
just blunt, clearly written.
Oh, instead of written as exclusive of to
should be four points.
Exactly.
It should be
exactly.
specific
to
12 months
you.
From your
yes.
certification.
Like period. Word it in the affirmative.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Perfect. So. I gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Hang on.
May I?
I just have a question. If we went from 12 months from certification date, then while that employee is in the academy, what power do we have to dismiss them for a violation of their probation? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, if they screw up in the academy, you have to have a vehicle to get rid of them. And so I'm just thinking that if, how wise that is from certification date rather than hire date, like every other employee
right.
is from hire date.
So.
Because I said some of the guys that we have now, their 12 months didn't start until after they graduated.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it probably would be best to do it from the date of hire,
yeah.
instead of date of certification.
And that still gives them roughly 9 months
right.
on duty time.
Can I bring
to
something? To
yes,
bring?
Yes.
So it says under the classification of a police officer, they're not classified as a police officer until they, so this doesn't even come into effect until they actually graduate. So they would be under effect of another employee, which is 6 months until such a time they, because it says classification of a police officer this week.
Right.
Then we would need a separate classification.
Yeah,
in,
then,
right. in the academy.
They're getting paid and everything.
Yeah, so they're getting paid just so they're getting paid the same salary as any other person who's actually employed as a police certified police officer. They're still making the same money. Like with DOC, when I was with DOC, when I started the academy DOC, I made $20,000 a year or $18,000 a year. That's what my starting salary was while I was in the academy. Once I graduated, then I bumped up to $20,000. I get $2,000 pay raise just for graduating. Once I became certified corrections officer, I got more money. So if we're keeping that same classification as far as pay, okay, that's where we run that issue.
So maybe you have to put something in there that they're on probation until they become certified through the state, and then the 12 months will follow or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So some kind
more detail.
I made some notes to
okay.
talk to Tim about.
It affects B too, if you look at B, same way.
Yeah.
Exclusive of any required training.
Yeah, for us, it's your start date, and then we have some that are not wanting to that we have to send, but during that whole time, they're still on the probationary period. So.
Joe, did you have any comments or questions for any of the new language?
I think it's pretty well self-explanatory.
I think there, under I, there was some discussion about that if somebody didn't complete their probation, when it was an inner city transfer,
internal
transfer,
mm-hmm.
that they would go back to their previous position, but that doesn't mean that that position would still be open necessarily, or would it be held open until?
Yeah, it doesn't. It just says that they'll go back to their classification that they previously held. So would that mean that their job will still be held for them, or would somebody have to fill that position when they go into the
Yeah, I think it would depend on the position, really. You know, how, does the city need somebody right away?
Right.
Yeah, or can the position be held open?
Yes, Mayor?
In the past,
mm-hmm.
that has been that they go back to the previous position if it is available.
Okay.
But if it is not, there have been cases where that employee is no longer employed.
Okay.
I have seen wording that allows an employee who is promoted 30 days to determine for themselves that they're a match for the position, and then holding the position open for the 30 days for the employee to make the determination that they're suited for the promoted position. And then, but then after the 30 days, the city can hire, and then they're subject to the probationary period and could be let go without returning to a previous position. So
Do you want them to, the city manager and legal to look into that wording? So for 30 days?
Well, that is more for the super change in...
That would be for...
like a move-up.
An internal promotion.
Yeah.
Right. So if someone is internally promoted, they could be allowed 30 days to determine that they feel that they're fit for the position, mm-hmm. and having the option to go back to their previous position.
No, I'm okay with the moving.
Okay.
Josh, did you have any comments or questions?
No.
Lorena?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mayor, because I can't remember, since we already made a motion, but we're going to ask them to look into something, do I get a second and then let it die and then have a new motion with the...
You can... You're kind of... Quite frankly, went ahead a little backwards. You had all the discussion
without a second,
which you're not supposed to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, no, it's okay. So, if you do not get a second, then it dies.
Right.
And a new motion is in order.
Okay. Right.
If you do get a second, then you're going to have to vote it up or down, and then depending on what you want to do, not your motion.
So.
You have a motion on the table.
Yes.
You can ask for a second.
Do I have a second to the motion that was made? The motion failed for a lack of a second. All right, Raul, if you want to make that motion again, just say to include the
changes.
Yes.
A motion to discussion review of the probationary policy and direction. Fourth, policy to city manager and legal for review upon successful review. Fourth, to mayor and council for their approval, along with the changes to that were made during discussion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Who?
You? I'll second.
Okay. Lorena? Aye or nay?
Aye.
Josh?
Aye.
Yvonne?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Raul?
Aye.
Jay?
Aye.
And Anna? Motion passed unanimously. Item number 5, discussion of the PTO policy.
Did you have that in your packet?
No.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. I don't know what the discussion was supposed to be.
I don't either. You may
I
need
have
to...
it if you want.
I mean, is that the one that she sent out?
No, this is the one we did in civil service.
Oh, okay. No, we can't use that one. Is this it? Oh, so it was the current policy and the amendment policy that she gave us last time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I remember now, sorry. I'm not sure. I'd like to make a motion to table this item and have it come back at the work session that we scheduled for the compensation. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So we'll bring this back when
at
we have that work session.
Okay.
For the compensation. Do we have any comments from the members? Anything that you'd like to add for the work session or? Okay. I'll go for a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.